Good morning, and now the shipping forecast. Issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday the 18th of September. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High 40s, 1,034 expected south Norway, 1,035 by 1800 Wednesday. Low Spain, 1,006, expected Trafalgar, 1,010 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Northwest Viking, southerly 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, 40s. Variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Cromarty, south or southeast 3 to 5, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Forth, south or southeast 3 to 5, fair, mainly good. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Variable becoming mainly northeast 2 to 4, fair, mainly good. German Bight, Humber. Northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Trafalgar. Cyclonic 3 to 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in east. South Fitzroy. Easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times except in Fastnet. Fair, good. Irish Sea. East or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Shannon. Southeast backing east or northeast later 3 to 5. Fair, good. Northwest Rockall. South 5 or 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Rockall, Malin, Southeast Hebrides. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Hebrides, Bailey. Southerly, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in Bailey, veering southwesterly 3 to 5 later. Drizzle at times, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes and southeast Iceland. Southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in Faroes and increasing gale 8 at times in southeast Iceland. Occasional rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 4, 13 miles, 1031. Rising slowly. Stornoway, south by east 3, 12 miles, 1031, now falling. Lowick, southwest 3, fog, 100 metres, 1032, rising slowly. Wick, northeast 1, 11 miles, 1032, now falling. Aberdeen, calm, 22 miles, 1033, rising slowly. Lucas, north 1, 16 miles, 1032, rising more slowly. Boomer, south 1, 14 miles, 1033, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east 2, 1033, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 5, 5 miles, 1028. St Catherine's Point Automatic, east northeast 4. 1027, falling slowly. Jersey, east northeast 5, 9 miles, 1025, now rising. Scilly Automatic, northeast 4, 12 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Milford Haven, calm, 19 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Aberporth, east 3, more than 38 miles, 1030, rising slowly. Valley, east northeast 3, 7 miles, 1031, steady. Liverpool Crosby, east 1, 13 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Valentia, east 3, 24 miles, 1028, steady. Ronald's Way, north 2, 14 miles, 1031, now falling. Malinhead, southeast 4, 24 miles, 1030, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by east 3, 9 miles, 1031, rising slowly. Here is a weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday, the 17th of September. General situation. High pressure centred over the North Sea will drift slowly east, giving predominantly fine and settled conditions for much of the inshore waters with generally light winds, but strong easterly or northeasterly winds will affect southern coastlines at times. Cape Wrath, Duratray Head, including Orkney. Variable, mainly southeast 2 to 4. Becoming south or southeast 4 or 5 near Attray Head. Fog patches developing mainly in Moray Firth. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4. Becoming south or southeast 3 to 5. Fair, mainly good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less in south. Fair, mainly good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Gibraltar Point. Fair, mainly good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 offshore, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time later, fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in east. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north, except to the north and east of Anglesey. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in north and also later in south. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east or northeast 3 or 4, veering southeast 3 to 5 for a time. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southeast becoming variable later 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable, mainly southeasterly in North Channel, 2 to 4. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, Good. Ardna Merchant Point to Cape Wrath. South or southeast, veering southwest 3 to 5. Becoming variable 3 or less later. Mainly fair. Good. Occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4. Occasionally 5 in north. Drizzle and fog patches at first. Moderate or good. Occasionally very poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, we'll join the BBC World Service, who'll take us through the night before we return at 20 past five with the shipping forecast, and Jane Steele will have news briefing. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and a peaceful night. Good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. We are connecting those time zones, as always, and today we're live in Hong Kong and Colombia. Coming up, we'll take you to Lebanon, where 9 people have been killed and thousands injured by the explosion of communication devices used by Hezbollah fighters.
There are a lot of cases being treated for injuries in the waist, in the hands, in the face, and in the eyes. And a source at the hospital told me that a lot of people being treated have lost their fingers.
And we'll be looking ahead to whether the US Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, will cut interest rates on Wednesday.
Tomorrow could start the cutting cycle, is going to start the cutting cycle. That's a really big thing.
That's Business Matters. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. The Lebanese group Hezbollah says it holds Israel fully responsible for the deaths of at least 9 people and the wounding of nearly 3,000 others by the simultaneous explosion of pagers. The Iranian-backed group called it criminal aggression and promised retaliation. Paul Adams reports.
This was a devastating attack. In supermarkets, on the street, in cars, at home, and even in barbershops. Each explosion may have been small, but men lost fingers and eyes. Some had gaping wounds to their hips where the pagers were warned. Israel is saying nothing about these extraordinary attacks. Frankly, it's hard to think of anyone else remotely capable of mounting such a sophisticated operation. But it comes at a time when the government is threatening to step up its military effort against Hezbollah.
A new batch of pagers had recently been delivered to Hezbollah. That supply may have been infiltrated. Here's Gordon Carrera.
A cyber attack, hacking into it remotely to make it overheat, would not make a pager explode in the way seen today. More likely is that the pagers destined for Hezbollah were physically intercepted and had small amounts of high explosive planted inside, ready to be detonated with a signal. As well as injuring many Hezbollah operatives, this will be a blow to the organisation, making it harder for its people to communicate and spreading fear.
The rapper and producer, Sean Diddy Combs, has been denied bail after pleading not guilty to racketeering and sex trafficking in New York. The 54-year-old will be held in federal custody until his trial. If convicted, he could face life in prison. John Sudworth reports.
Already in custody following his arrest, Sean Combs was brought into court without handcuffs, wearing a black T-shirt and grey tracksuit trousers.